Hi, love. I'm Katya Nova, and I want to welcome you to this future self identity reprogramming experience. For the first part of this recording, I'm going to tell you some things and set the scene for us, because it's really important that your logical brain understands the context, the what, the who, the how, so it can relax and go to work for you. The same goes for your subconscious. As you listen to my voice, go ahead and set up your space. Put your phone on do not disturb mode, light some candles, do a few gentle stretches, preferably on the floor. Whatever gets you to prioritize this right now. I believe the most important conversation you could ever have is with your future self, and I'm about to show you exactly why. As you listen to my voice, you've already begun entering a state of light trance. You're open, curious, and so ready for this. Originally, I started designing and recording audio sessions like this one just for myself. Over my many years of studying psychology of belief, ecstatic states, hypnosis, somatic embodiment, yoga nidra, and doing all kinds of transformational work, I know this works. This practice has been my lifeline, especially in the darkest hours of my heartbreak, loss, uncertainty, and all kinds of crazy pivots of my life. It's also been a huge amplifier for me in times of joy and expansion. You know those times when everything feels too good to be true and it's almost like you're waiting for the other shoe to drop? Yeah, we're not doing that anymore. And I'm about to tell you why this might just be the single most powerful practice you can bring into your life. And if you already do something similar, great, I'm so proud of you. Let's fine-tune it. So in 2019, I created Matriarch. It started as a platform for women to have the most unhinged, unfiltered, life-changing conversations about all things taboo. Money, sex, shadow work, entrepreneurship, and of course, the healing power of our secret desires. I did not expect it to turn into a multi-7-figure legacy-building brand for untamed women. But now I see it so clearly. My success was inevitable. You see, making millions isn't hard. What is hard is believing you're the kind of woman it happens to. Okay, stay with me for a second. Why is it that we cheer for characters like Erin Brockovich, Elle Woods, Seeley in The Color Purple, but we have a hard time imagining ourselves doing epic main character stuff like that? We're taught to root for the underdog, but not become her. To admire the iconic woman, but not to see her in the mirror. You see where I'm going with this? It's not that you're incapable. It's that no one showed you how to architect a future self that gives you all the clues to guide you to your inevitable, magnificent becoming. I know you pressed play on this because you are ready. You're ready to finally embrace your unapologetic radiance, drop shame, make big moves that create impact, and get turned on by the beautiful life you know you're here for. This session has elements of self-hypnosis, quantum embodiment, NLP, that's neuro-linguistic programming, and a little main character magic. Your only job is to listen, relax, and feel. So why does this work? This kind of identity reprogramming is the best kept secret of the world's most successful athletes, artists, and entrepreneurs. And that secret is to reverse engineer your decisions and actions from your desired outcome. In other words, rehearse the feeling until it becomes a future memory in your body. I'm gonna say that again. Rehearse the feeling until it becomes a future memory in your body. Modern neuroscience confirms this. Your brain believes what you feel, and creates a plan to get you there, even if the vision you give it feels too big or unreasonable. Isn't that wild? Without doing this work first, whatever strategies we learn are pretty useless. And you know this, goal setting doesn't really work, willpower doesn't work, at least not in sustainable or feel-good ways. So the more you practice this feeling good state, the more quantum leaps, wild synchronicities, magic and miracles will start to appear in your life. And so there's this paradox that blows my mind. When you look back at the version of you 10 years ago, 5 years ago, even 6 months ago, you can see massive changes in who you've become, right? You might even say, Katya, I'm a totally different person than I was a month ago. But when we look forwards, we tend to imagine that we're going to be the same people in the future. Maybe with a different haircut or more wrinkles, living in a bigger house, but still the same. This is what's called the illusion of continuity. And this is why you might be missing a priceless opportunity to architect your future self. One of the most courageous conversations you can have is with your future self. There are countless TED Talks and research on this. We're about to do this now in a way that will feel so real. Remember, you're not just visualizing, you're rehearsing the future until it becomes a memory in your body. This is ancient wisdom and cutting-edge science. Don't be surprised if the answers coming through don't really make sense to your logical brain or maybe feel unreasonable. Just as some things are unimaginable to the caterpillar before its inevitable, magnificent becoming. So thank you for being here. I'm so proud of you. Thank you for your devotion to the masterpiece that is your life. Let's begin. You can sit or lay down, especially if you're laying down, repeat to yourself, I will stay awake. I will allow my consciousness to drift where it needs to. I trust the intelligence of this process. And I will return refreshed, energized, and with the clarity that is meant only for me. Take a deep breath and let the sound of my voice carry you. The more you listen to the sound of my voice, the more relaxed you get. The more relaxed you get, the better you feel. You feel so good in every cell. Your whole body feeling heavy now, so heavy and relaxed. Your eyelids are getting so heavy. If you try to open them, it's like they're glued shut. The heavier they get, the better you feel. We go on many adventures throughout our life, but right now you're being called into your greatest one yet. And it starts with a question. What are your deepest desires? This is where your mind will start opening drawers and folders of your psyche to look for familiar answers. What do you want? Fulfilling relationships, success, vibrant health, deeply satisfying sensual experiences and intimacy? Consistent five-figure months? Six-figure months? And a resilient nervous system that can hold it all? Do you want novelty, safety, love, belonging, confidence, peace? Do you want to be brave? If there's more, let it pop, pop, pop like popcorn in your mind. What else do you want? This time, let your body answer, not your mind. Instead of finding words, let yourself feel it. Feel what you desire. We're taught that desire is frivolous, selfish, that we should want less, need less. But the most powerful thing a woman can do is to want. So just for now, let yourself want what you want. Because no one needs a thriving million-dollar personal brand. No one needs to fly first class. No one needs to write a best-selling book or be admired, be prolific. No one needs a gorgeous home with a lush garden and silky bedsheets, or a golden clawfoot bathtub with a view. No one needs to create an inspiring legacy. But go ahead. Do you want it? It's important now that you're completely raw and honest about what you want. And what do you want it to feel like? No justifying, no explaining, no more waiting for someone to give you permission. I know you don't want to get rich just to get rich. Because celebrating big financial wins doesn't mean anything if you're not also happy, fulfilled, able to make an impact. You know your worthiness comes from who you are being, not your achievements. And my love, it feels so good to want what you want. Feel it now. See a version of you, right now, dripping in gold, shamelessly wanting. This is your future self appearing in front of you now. Glowing, shimmering in gold. She looks so real, it's like looking in the mirror. She is you, yet a totally different version of you. The one you are becoming. She's here to give you a glimpse of what's to come. She's here to give you clues and show you a future memory of your becoming. Like a dream within a dream, she's inviting you to go deeper now. Your breath is deep and slow. Bones heavy, eyelids so heavy, and it feels so good. Fully open, relaxed, listening. Your future self, she's looking at you with so much love. And she says, "Isn't this even more beautiful than you imagined? Aren't you glad you had faith? You've been through so much. The uncertainty, the storms, the initiations, the nights you questioned everything, all the deaths and rebirths. My love, none of it was a detour. It's this exact path that you've needed to walk. What if the script is already written and it is magnificent? You are the main character of this movie. What if there's nothing to fix? And even if you could go back, every twist and turn, every ancestral pattern, every scar, it's all precisely placed for your magnificent becoming. What if the pain is just part of the story you get to tell with gold in your eyes and head held high, whispering, "That was just a plot twist." You've done so much personal work. You're not looking for someone to save you. You believe in yourself. You meet yourself at the level you want the world to meet you. You are the first woman in your lineage to want big things so unapologetically. To build a business that changes people's lives. To break free, break patterns, become a sacred freak and modern matriarch. And enjoy every moment on the way there. Wow. Now I want you to fast forward to a moment in this movie of your life, a future memory, where you experience your inevitable success. Let this be a moment in time where you say, "I did it, I made it." Where are you? Who's with you? What is happening? What are you wearing? It's important to get really specific here. Feel it. See every detail of this moment right now. Make this future memory as real for you as you can right now. Breathe it in. Feel it like you've already made it. I did it. I'm here, and it was all worth it. Notice where in your body are you feeling all this joy, relief, gratitude, the sense of accomplishment. You did it. Let it feel so good. Let this feeling grow and get bigger and bigger in your body. Now that your body and your brain are fully in this inevitable future, I want you to imagine your future self in front of you now. There she is, glowing, shimmering in gold, so real, it's like looking in the mirror. She's looking right into your eyes, acknowledging every decision you've made, every sacrifice, every brave, bold move you made to make it to this moment. And she asks you this: what did you have to let go of to get here? What did you have to say yes to? What did you have to say no to? What did you have to do differently to get here? What skin did you have to shed? What did you finally take action on? How did you do it? Look back. It's so obvious what was in the way, isn't it? Know that the path, the script of your movie, it's already laid out. What's meant to be yours is already on the way. You cannot miss it if you tried. You might not exactly know what it looks like yet, just like a caterpillar couldn't possibly conceive of the mind-bending beauty and freedom that awaits, but you know how it feels. This is your frequency, the energetic signature of your fully expressed self. And no one can take this away from you. It's yours. Stay with this feeling. No matter what else happens today, let it be the pulsing golden baseline, reminding you of your power, of your inevitable success, of your magnificent becoming. Come back to this identity reprogramming practice as often as you like, and watch the magic that unfolds. Begin to deepen your breath. It's time to gently bring yourself back. Wiggle your fingers, your toes. Stay in this energy, stay in this frequency. Move your head from side to side. Bring your knees into your chest and give yourself a big hug. Rocking from side to side. Whenever you're ready, find your way to sitting and reach for your journal. You've been asked some powerful questions. Don't be surprised if the answers coming through don't make sense to your logical brain or feel unreasonable. Remember, some things are unimaginable to the caterpillar. Come back to this journey again to uncover more golden nuggets from your subconscious. And little by little, you start noticing a difference in your actions, your choices, habits, and where you're spending your time. And finally, if you enjoyed this audio journey, please share about the frequency experiment. Not just because it would mean a lot to me, but also because reciprocity is sexy. I'll see you inside the frequency experiment.